You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, second hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And look, I don't know what kind of contacts we still have at the FBI. Probably not very many. Probably not very many that are big fans of the show. But I do think we should probably get a hold of somebody, Chris. I don't know if we should wait till the break to get a hold of them or something like that. We have to file some kind of a missing persons report. All right, it's gotten to the point I'm now getting worried. All right, you don't know. It's a dangerous world out there. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm old enough to remember this.
The single most respected voice in the pandemic, it's Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The man who's become known as America's doctor.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci.
You are seen to many as a superhero.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, American hero and New York Yankee fan.
You've done so much for this country in terms of this crisis, so I really appreciate your insight.
Who better to give us answers that we can trust than Dr. Anthony Fauci?
The perfect person to answer our questions today. Joining us now, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Sir, whenever you can be here, we'll have you. It's always an honor to have time with you. Thanks for being here.
It's good enough for you, sir. It's good enough for me and my family. So thank you, Dr. Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, thank you for keeping it straight. Thank you for fighting the good fight.
I am sincerely appreciative that you are not walking away from this post. You make us smarter and safer and better every day. Thank you so much, Dr. Fauci.
The lion of coronavirus. Chris, where is he? I'll tell you what, I've seen more of Dr. Fauci than I've seen my wife for the last 2 years. Yeah, everywhere you turn, his face is on the billboards, he's on the news, he's playing in the football games, he's playing in the basketball games. Fauci, 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 and now just disappeared like a fart in the wind. Where did he go? Anyone? Does anybody know? Can we get a hold of law enforcement or something? And there's another story I want to bring up because I'm going to get to emails. I'm going to do a big email roundup today because I've been lazy on that. But there's another thing I want to bring up. We do have an election coming up in the midterms. We have a big election coming up in 2024. That's not very far away. Well, I know you haven't heard about this because the media won't report on it, but Wisconsin, they have a special counsel looking into their election, the election of 2020. And this is not some right-wing partisan hack. I want you to understand that. This is the special counsel in Wisconsin.
I believe the legislature ought to take a very hard look at the option of decertification of the 2020 Wisconsin presidential election.
I'm sorry, Chris. Maybe my headphones are messed up here. I would have swore the special counsel just told Wisconsin to decertify the election.
I believe the legislature ought to take a very hard look at the option of decertification of the 2020 Wisconsin presidential election.
Why? Well, look, there's a lot to this report that he put out. But I will tell you, a lot of this is stuff people have suspected and they've been shouted down for saying, and they've been told they're conspiracy theorists and everything else that goes with it. Oh, you nut job. The election was fair. Do you know some of the things this guy found? Nursing homes. 100% of the people in the nursing homes in some areas voted. 100%. That's unheard of. No one's ever done that before. Why? What, Jesse, where am I? Understand what ballot harvesting is. This is something that happens at college dorms, and it definitely happens at nursing homes. What they do, it's really evil. It's just terrible stuff. You'll send people out. You'll have a, if you're a scumbag cheater, you'll send a worker out to an area, or maybe you'll have just one worker per nursing home, depends on what your staffing, you know, what how your staffing looks. You'll send them to the nursing home. They will then gather everybody's ballots for them. And especially when folks are getting up there in years, sometimes they don't really realize what's going on. It's not difficult to go around. All right, I'm here. I'm with, you can make it sound very official. I'm with so-and-so, just here to collect your ballot. Oh, don't worry about filling it out. Oh, don't worry about sealing it. We have to collect everyone's ballots, and they'll make people feel forced to do so. It'll make people feel like they're breaking the law if they don't hand the ballot over. And what they do is they gather the ballots up. Tell me if any of this sounds familiar, by the way. They gather all the ballots up, and then they just sit back and watch on election night, and they see how the election's going. And if they see, let's say, they're a few thousand votes short, they simply put out the call, get them bad boys filled out and turned in, and then, not that this would ever happen here in America in a million years, but then later in the night, like after midnight, you may get a big drop of a bunch of votes. It changes the election. Again, not that that would ever happen here. What, Chris? Yes, Chris, I said that would never happen here. Ours is the safest and fairest election ever. That's how you know what's on the up and up. As soon as the news and the Democrats tell you it's the safest and fairest ever, you can basically take that to the bank, Chris. It's a guarantee. Safest, fairest ever. All right. Just keep letting you know. Hey, handsome hamburger henchman, your hamburger recipe is the best ever. However, you're missing the key element, Hatch green chili. I live in New Mexico, and we put green chili on everything. Even our McDonald's has green chili cheeseburgers. Do it, live it. Said I can use his name. His name is Ryan. Okay, one, I do make the greatest cheeseburgers ever, and I've decided it's long past time where I give out instructions. It is time, Chris, tonight. You know what? I'm about to do this. That's one. Two, I work construction forever. Well, we actually did some construction jobs close to Hatch. I'm familiar with New Mexico. I'm familiar with Albuquerque. I'm familiar with Hatch. I know New Mexico. And Hatch green chilies really are the greatest freaking thing ever. And if you ever find yourself actually going into Hatch itself, as you can imagine, everything's focused on green chili. It's like their main industry. And you can get things like, I know this is going to sound gross, you can get a Hatch green chili milkshake. And it's fantastic. No, Chris, hear me out. You're not adventurous, Chris. You have no sense of adventure at all. All right, a Hatch green chili milkshake and their Hatch green chili burgers might be the greatest thing I've ever eaten in my entire life. So he's not wrong. Now, all that said, let's be honest. There's only one person on the face of the planet who makes the greatest cheeseburger ever. And that person is me. You see, I'm a person with a lot of skills. When I say a lot of skills, let's remember, I am a top five napper. I nap. I don't want to say number one. What, Chris? I didn't say I was number one. I'm sure there may be one or two guys out there better than me. But I've told you the story before. I've downed an entire large cup of black coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. And the second I take the last sip, I lay my head back on the plane and pass out for 2-3 hours. When I say I can nap, boy, I can nap. We have a big, long couch. They had to get me an extra big one here at this fancy studio they built us. I nap every day. I have multiple days. I take 2 naps, and these guys always poke fun at me. Ha-ha, you're napping again? Yeah, I am. That's me feeling refreshed. Anyway, so I'm a top 5 napper. I am the greatest menu orderer on the planet. I'm the menu whisperer. I gave myself that nickname. And remember, all great nicknames you give to yourself, because who knows you better than you? It's an art. It was obviously a talent that's been given to me by God himself, that I can sit down in a restaurant. Or you can just send me a menu. I can look at a menu and I don't ever have to have been there before. And I can find the greatest thing on it every time. And I'm just obnoxious about it too, because I tell people, I know you're going to find that shocking, but I'm obnoxious about it. I tell people when I go out to eat, the wife gets horrified. I'll tell them, hey, just order whatever I order. And she'll say, stop, Jesse, don't. And whenever I see them over there ordering crap, I'll just flat out say, that's a mistake. That was wrong. That's a mistake. And then she gets really mad and says, stop that. Stop bullying people. Order whatever you want, everyone. And that's fine, right? She looks really nice. Sounds nice there. Do you have any idea how often my food gets there and their food gets there? And you know how often I hear, oh, I should have listened to you and ordered that. I, Jesse Kelly, am the menu whisperer. The greatest, what, Chris? It's a real thing. The greatest menu orderer on the planet. That's me. And so, like I said, I have many skills. I can nap. I can order food. I make the greatest cheeseburgers on the planet. And I need to clarify something else. Whenever I give out this recipe, everybody and their brother, you will email me. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You will email me and acknowledge it as the greatest burger ever. Chris, shake your head all you want. How many emails do we get about my cheeseburger? It's every day. Every day. It is the greatest burger ever. You will send that email. I know you will. But I also get emails like this. Jesse, put out a cookbook. Jesse, what about a cookbook? Jesse, make a cookbook. No. I can't make anything. I'm not good in the kitchen. I can make eggs and stuff like that. I can make one thing really great, and that's cheeseburgers. Do you want the greatest cheeseburger recipe in the history of the planet? You'll be hooked on them forever. You ready for it? I'm going to give it to you in just a second. Now, let me tell you this. Now, more than ever, you really need to be practicing with your weapon. Practicing with your weapon. And I understand gas prices. I understand ammo prices. I mean, I haven't ordered ammo in months because I just can't bear to pay these prices anymore. I get it. That's why you need to get a Mantis X. A Mantis X improves your shooting accuracy using no ammo at all. It's all electronic. It attaches to your weapon and you practice in your home. And they're putting you through drills. They're giving you real feedback on your technique. You will get better. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes. I don't mean hours. 20 minutes. Go to MantisX.com. It's what the Marines are using in Paris Island. It's what the Special Forces guys are using. Military technology. MantisX.com. Go get yours today.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and look, you can have my burger recipe, or you can hear from our commander-in-chief.
Vladimir Putin was counting on being able to split up the United States. Look, how would you feel if you saw crowds storm and break down the doors of the...
Yeah, let's just stick with my burger recipe. All right, you ready? First and foremost, I need you to do me a favor before we go into this. I need you to set aside certain traditions. There are going to be parts of this recipe you're going to balk at, especially dudes. Women seem to be more pliable when it comes to this, but dudes, when it comes to cooking meat, dudes get real possessive. Fellas, listen to me. My burgers are better than yours. I'm not saying I'm a better cook. You're undoubtedly better at steaks and chicken and everything else. I'm not claiming to be some great cook. My burgers are better than your burgers. Accept it. Try it once and tell me I'm wrong. All right, so let's pause and just acknowledge that. Now, let's go to the greatest place on earth, the grocery store. What, Chris? You don't enjoy going to the grocery store? Why? What do you mean, why are you at the grocery store? It's where all the food is. Oh, I walk up and down every aisle. I'm that guy. I walk up and down every aisle. Ooh, we need that. Oh, hey, a new spatula. Hey, Candy, how are you? It's not like a woman, Chris. You know what? Stop interrupting. Back to what we're you got to go to the grocery store, the greatest place on earth. First. Oh, my voice just squeaked. First, very manly, you must go to the bun section first. Now, I should, the order doesn't matter, but get to the bun section. And I really need to stress this point. because this it genuinely makes me angry, and I've come close. The wife has held me back. I have come close to saying something to complete strangers in the grocery store. I'm a big mind your own business guy, so I haven't, but I've come close to doing it. I see people just walk up to the bun section and just grab a pack of buns and walk off like it's nothing. The bun is not simply a delivery mechanism for your burger or your hot dog or whatever you're eating. The bun is a critical part of it. It matters a lot. Take some time and finger the buns. You must finger the buns. What, Chris? Chris said, why not make your own? Oh, I don't know, because I'm not Amish. They have them there in the grocery store. Whatever. You finger the buns. And I don't know why more people don't know this. They put the freshest buns behind the ones on the edge because of all the chumps who walk up and grab the one right on the end. You're going to have to bend over a little bit, root around the back, and finger the buns in the back because that's where the fresh buns from that day are. They're trying to get rid of the older buns. Get the buns. Then, on to the meat section. And I need to stress this. This is Jesse's Burger Night. These things are sacred. Sacred, all right? This is not health food night. We're not doing veggie burgers, and we're not doing any of that 90-10 ground beef crap. You must get the fattiest burger humanly possible. You are in this for fat. The fat is where the flavor is. Everybody knows that. Here in Texas, it's not uncommon to find 73-27 beef, and that's what I get. Most places, though, I acknowledge you're going to have to do 80-20, and 80-20 is fine. But if they have fatter, get fatter, all right? Fat flavor, okay? You got your buns, you got your burger. Next to the cheese section. I know you probably love cheese. I don't trust people who don't love cheese. I'm a cheese freak. And believe it or not, I know everyone thinks I'm white trash, and I am. I'm a big Velveeta guy, for instance. But I actually even like fancy cheeses, the brie and blue cheese and the weird stuff the wife gets on the weird like meat and cheese charcuterie boards or whatever they're called. I'll eat fancy cheeses. I'm a fancy person too. Not on Burger Night. On Burger Night, you will get American slices of cheese. American slice. Oh, but Jesse, I love Gouda. Good for you. I love Gouda too. Get American cheese. American cheese is how you make cheeseburgers. It's the only thing that melts in a proper way. You understand? This is white trash night. This is Jesse's burger night. Just trust me. I'm the expert. And let me pause here real quick in the recipe. Why am I an expert? I'm an expert at burgers for the same reason Michael Jordan was so great at basketball. He practiced. When I got out of the Marine Corps, 2004, I was on this huge burger kick. I was just obsessed with eating burgers, and I was trying to get all the best ones everywhere. And I decided I went and got some cheap grill from, Walmart, I think it was. Cheapest grill I could find. It was all I could afford. And I decided I was going to start working on a recipe so I made the best burgers ever. And so it was multiple times a week. I would just make cheeseburgers, and I'd mix and match and mix and match. What I'm telling you is I worked on this for years. There's not an addition to this that I didn't think of or didn't try. Believe me, I've perfected it. And it's simple. Remember, this is not complicated. All right, so you got your buns, you got your fatty beef, got your American cheese. On to the condiment section. You can use, this is the only optional flexible part of the whole thing. You can use any general seasoning you want. Any kind of Lowry's General Seasoning or Nature's Own, whatever kind of general, just grab a general seasoning, it's fine. That's not at all the star of the show. It doesn't matter that much. Also, garlic powder. Did I say garlic salt? Chris, did you hear me say garlic salt? I said garlic powder. Again, learn from the mistakes I made as a young, aspiring burger master. I've used garlic salt. I love garlic salt. It gets this thing too salty. Garlic powder. Now, for the star of the show. Are you ready for the star of the show? Because understand something. This part is not optional. None of this is really optional, but this is the part that is going to change your life. You've never thought of it before. You've never used it before. You've walked by it 1,000 times. Maybe you didn't even notice it. But if you just follow my advice, grab it and use it, you will be known as the Burgermaster. You ready for that? Good. I'll tell you in a second.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions. In just a second, I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Neyfakh, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, this may be our last show before nuclear war. Oh, I'm just kidding, Chris. I mean, look, how much faith do you have in these people?
You know, I was at the State Department. The president was the vice president the last time Russia invaded Ukraine. This is a pattern of horror.
It is a pattern. Every time you idiots are in charge, Russia invades somewhere. And let's just pause real quick. I know I have to get back to the burger recipe. I will. She was at the State Department, and now she's press secretary, and the very much unconfirmed, but everyone knows it, rumor is she's going to go to MSNBC or CNN as soon as she's done in the White House. Now do you understand why I call it the system and why I say the system takes care of its own? Back to the burgers. In case you missed it, I've been giving out my recipe again. I haven't done it in about 6 months. Try to get it out every 6 months or so. I think it's actually been longer than that, so my fault, but we have a bunch of new listeners who haven't been graced with the brilliance of the Jesse Kelly burger. I already gave out all the other stuff, the buns, the burger, the everything else, the final ingredient, and the star of the show, Chipotle Tabasco. Chipotle Tabasco. Now, did I say regular Tabasco? Did I say just pick your favorite hot sauce? Did I say Chipotle Cholula? I never said any of that, did I? Chipotle Tabasco. Again, I'm a hot sauce freak. I have like 20 bottles in my house, and that's probably underselling it. I love sauces. I love them all. Chipotle Tabasco is what you use. All right, now you got your buns, you got your American cheese, you got your fatty beef, you got your garlic powder, you got your general seasoning, you got your Chipotle Tabasco. Go check out, drive home. Now, you're halfway there. You got the appropriate ingredients. But this is where slaves to tradition, oh, sound like Joe Biden there, slaves to tradition will struggle. Put away the grill. I know that hurts. Put away the grill. Unless you have a flat top of some kind you can cook on your grill, that's fine. Or maybe you'll put a frying pan on your grill, that's fine. But a great burger, the best burgers ever, they're all made on flat tops, all of them. So make sure you have a flat top. I'll get back to that in a second. Let's get to burger preparation. Get your burger out, dump it in a bowl or a big cookie sheet. That's what I use a lot. Pull out your garlic powder. Just lightly dust the garlic powder on the top. Pull out your general seasoning. Lightly dust it with general seasoning. Again, learn from the mistakes of the Burger Master. I have over-seasoned it with the general seasoning many times and made it too salty. It's not the star. You want a little hint of it in there, but not too much. Now, the Chipotle Tabasco. Use a lot. Drown it in Chipotle Tabasco, and I do mean drown it. The second you're looking at it and you think, wow, that has to be way too much, go ahead and use more. I generally use a half a bottle of Chipotle Tabasco per pound of beef. That much. That's a lot. What, Chris? There's only one size bottle, Chris. There's not a big bottle of Chipotle Tabasco. If there is, I've never seen it before. The normal size bottle, about a half a bottle, okay? Now, you're going to have to get your hands dirty or go get some gloves. You got to mix all this up. Mix it all up now, then form your burger patties. Now, let's pause here for a second. Your burger patties. Burger patties should be thin. And see, this is where you run into problems with the fellas. Because guys do this thing, nah, man, I love a good thick burger. No, burger patties must be thin. If you like more meat, quit, Chris. Double it up. You can have a double cheeseburger. You can have a triple cheeseburger. Some people have lots of meat. Double it up or triple it up, but your patties must be thin. Now, where to cook it? Don't worry if you don't have a grill. I don't cook mine on the grill. Frying pan. Like I said, flat top. Preferably cast iron, but I realize money don't grow on trees, and I seem to ruin these things once every 6 months, so I'm not buying anymore. Don't say how, Chris. You can't clean it. It's impossible to clean the thing. The second you put soap on it, it rusts out. We live in subtropical weather down here. You can't ever do it. And it weighs 9,000 pounds. I love cast iron as much as the next man. It's the most inconvenient thing in the world. So since it's not Little House on the Prairie, I'm done with it. I'm just going to get whatever nonstick pan I find in the grocery store. Don't get me sidetracked, Chris. Put your burger in. You want to cook it on medium to medium high. This burger will not be on here long. I would say about medium. Cook and then flip. And the second you flip, you add cheese. I have no idea what people's parents do in this country or why people end up like this. But there's this bottom 10% tier of subhuman filth in America who believes that cheese should be unmelted on a burger, or like that's an afterthought. I've seen this before in restaurants. You'll order a burger and it shows up and it's just a cold piece of cheese they just threw on the top when they what? The cheese on a cheeseburger must be hot and melty and delicious. Throw the cheese on the second you flip the burger, pull it off, set it on the bun. Now, finally, before we move on back to all our stories here. You know all those condiments you use? Ah, I got to get the ketchup, the mayo, the mustard, the whatever. Leave all those alone. You need condiments for your burger. You don't need condiments for my burger. And listen, don't you dare. Don't you dare assault my cheeseburger with lettuce and tomato. The fact that lettuce and tomato ever make it onto a sandwich is a national disgrace. They have no place anywhere near my burgers. Did I tell you how to make a salad? No, I told you how to make a burger. Leave the lettuce and tomato at home. What, Chris? Pickles? No, not pickles. No, no. And you know what? I'm glad you brought this up. By the way, that's how you make the Jesse Kelly burger. I'm glad you brought this up, Chris, because this really grinds my gears. Why do pickles get included on the sandwich ever? And that's not an anti-pickle stance. I'm all down with fried pickles, couple Bud Heavies, watch the game. I'm not anti-pickle, all right? I'm as pro-pickle as most people. I'm not everyone. Quit, Chris. Grow up. That's enough. I'm pro-pickle. But when you put a pickle on a sandwich, that's all you taste. That's all you taste. The wife used to do this with spaghetti sauce when we first got married. She'd chop up these green peppers in there. I don't hate green peppers. They're fine. But that's all I can taste. It becomes a pickle burger. We're moving on, Chris. We're moving on. I can't do this anymore, okay? I've educated the masses there. Congratulations. Go and do likewise. Welcome to the greatest cheeseburger on the planet. Back to what we were talking about before. This is kind of a big deal, and nobody's discussing it.
I believe the legislature ought to take a very hard look at the option of decertification of the 2020 Wisconsin presidential election.
What? That's the special counsel in Wisconsin. Decertify the election? And like I told you, if you dig into it, if you dig into the stuff he's found, yikes, it's really, really bad. 100% voter turnout. And where's all that happening? In the blue areas too. So what they did was they focused on the hyper blue areas and they sent out their henchmen out there. That's kind of important. All right, we still have an hour left here on the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm so happy for them, Chris, that they got the world famous Jesse Kelly recipe. Now, do one thing for me. Stop sending your money to Verizon every month, or AT&T, or T-Mobile. We must put our money where our morals are. And I'm not pointing fingers. I'm not looking down at you. I have had actually all three of those carriers at one point in my life. So I've funded them too. Have you seen the filth they put out there all the time? If you switch to Pure Talk, they're on the exact same 5G network as one of those guys. So you don't sacrifice service, but you have a patriotic company that doesn't violate your values at every turn. Switch today. It takes less than 10 minutes. It's all on the phone. And this might be the best part. You talk to someone who actually speaks English. Their customer service is made in America. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. And that actually saves you an additional 50% off of everything else, because the average family saves $800 a year by switching anyway. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Put your money where your morals are.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
Right. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get back to a little more Russia-Ukraine stuff here in about 10 minutes from now, but I wanted to move on. I wanted to catch up on some emails and stuff. And just on a personal note, my son is doing track. He's been doing really well. He's not going to be going to the Olympics. I promise you that. He's still a Kelly, but he's been doing well. He is, Chris. He's super tall. He's been doing like the 400 and 800 and stuff like that. And it does make me really proud to see him doing track. And I like it. It's good exercise. The the coach had him try out long jump today. And during the break just now, the wife sent me a video of him doing long jump. I think I have the whitest son on the planet. That was not good. That was certainly not good. Granted, it was his first time, but that's not going to be his event. I don't think the Kellys are going to be having to worry about whether or not we attend the Olympics in China in the future. That's all I'm simply going to say there. Moving on. Back to some emails. I'm sorry I'm behind. I always promise I'm going to get to emails, Chris, and then I get side. Yes, I do. Don't say I never do. I know I've gotten to two. I still have like an hour left. You know what? Watch how many I'm going to get through now. It's going to blow your mind. Hi, Jesse. I'm always looking for a new history podcast on Spotify and was thrilled when I saw you've started one. Since I'm traveling around Europe and Asia right now, bad timing. I'm trying to listen to the regular show when I can, and this question may have already been answered and I just missed it. I was wondering how often you're going to put out a new history episodes and what some of the topics you'd cover. I really enjoyed the Korean War episode. Also, it's not too much trouble. Is there a way we can get a list of some recommended reading when it comes to war books? There's so much out there, but a lot of it's propaganda garbage. Chris, we do need to come up with some kind of a way we can put out a reading list, because people ask us for reading lists all the time, and we've never come up with anything continuous we can add to it. We should probably have this conversation off the air, I would guess. But since we're not a professional show, that's fine. It's not like there's anyone listening. No. Michael, do you have any ideas here? Anything to contribute at all to the show today, Michael? No, I'm not going to make a thread on Twitter. See, a page on the website's a better idea. You know why a thread on Twitter isn't a good idea? Because like 2% of the population's on Twitter. I mean, you can think if you're on Twitter, you think everyone's on Twitter. Most people listening to my voice right now are not on Twitter, so that's not going to do any good. We'll put it on the website. We'll come up with something. Chris, can you get with the nerds who do all the tech stuff and get us some kind of stuff? Do the megahertz and whatever you call it. A splash page. I've heard of that before. Is that what we want? Is a splash page? It is something, though? How about that? Jesse Bill Gates Kelly. All right, moving on. Oh, as far as how often I'm going to put out the history episodes, I have no idea. Every chance I get. I was going to do one this weekend, but we have this big event tomorrow night with Clay and Buck and Michael Berry and everything, and so I'm just not going to have time to do all that. I have to go, look, as a huge, important celebrity, I have what, Chris? As a huge, important celebrity, I have celebrity obligations. I haven't found out whether or not yet they're going to fly me in a Learjet up there or not, but I'm sure it's something. Sure, it's something along those lines. Quote, the only reason someone gets into politics is because they want access to the things rich and powerful people have, and they lack the skills to get it themselves. He was quoting me from last night, and then he says, says the failed politician. Laugh out loud. Love the show. Says I can use his name. His name is Dan. You know what, Dan? That's not very nice. All right. That's not very nice. I did. I ran for Congress twice and lost twice. So you might say I'm a bit of a political expert. All right. I'm a bit of an expert. Oh, man. That light in the mood was off the hook. I missed your coverage. The Kelly Cam. Oh, he's talking about what we did on the first. The first TV. Remember, I have a TV show on the first every night, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And we covered the debate. We covered the State of the Union live. And we had a debate. How about that, Chris? How about that for a pun? We had a debate about how we should cover the State of the Union address. Because Biden sucks. I mean, with all due respect, I mean, no one wants to sit and listen to this just straight for an hour.
Vladimir Putin was counting on being able to split up the United States. Look, how would you feel?
Nobody wants to listen to that for an hour. Nobody. So we were debating, what do we do? Do we cut in? But that can be annoying too. If I'm cutting in and talking over him, what if he's saying something that's going to make you super mad? Or maybe rarely saying something that makes you happy. So what we did was we called it the Kelly Cam. And it was just basically a picture in picture. Occasionally they'd throw on the screen of whatever I was doing, because I was just watching it the same way you were watching it. And I was eating cheese balls, and they bought me some high-end stuff, some Jim Beam, Chris. And we had some Jim Beam there. It was a good night. Good night. You see this headline? The science officially changed. Federal agencies dropping mask mandates. Man, I know this is one of those things. I'm not going to get myself upset. Don't worry. I'm totally calm right now. I know this is one of those things that people are going to make little snide jokes about for a week or two, and then they'll move on. But I want you to remember. I want you to remember all the pain they caused you for the last 2 years. And remember this. They could have taken it away at any time. At any time, they could have changed the calculations, dropped the mask mandates, dropped the vaccine stuff. With the snap of their fingers, they could have made it all go away. And they didn't do it until their poll numbers got bad. That's evil. That is evil. Don't trust any of these people anymore. You know, that's why I tell you about Annie's Kit Clubs, by the way. I tell you that because we have to teach our kids how to think and question everything. It's something I'm trying to drive into the head of my sons now, from now on. Think. You have to think. Question what you see on the news. Question what your government tells you. Question what Hollywood tells you. Question what your teachers tell you. Learn to think. Annie's Kit Clubs, it's a box that comes once a month. Your kid will have to do hands-on activities, and they have to follow what's in the top secret mission envelope, and they're building hovercrafts and robots and failing. Remember, that's good too. Failing and then eventually succeeding, and they're learning how to use their minds. That's what we're so lacking right now in this country, is people who know how to use their minds and want to do so. We have a bunch of hive mind robots in this place. Go to annieskitclubs.com/radio. You can get your first kit up to 100% off. annieskitclubs.com/radio. All right. Back to some more. What would Jim do? A U.S. virologist close to the Wuhan lab quietly called for an investigation. You know, I haven't spent tons and tons of time on this in the show because it gets so complicated. And I know it's not old news, but it almost feels like old news. China exported a virus to the world, and it looks like it came from a virology lab in Wuhan, one that we helped fund. Did we create coronavirus? Did we have a hand in creating coronavirus, and then government abused us for the virus they created? Look, that may sound like whack job conspiracy theory stuff. If you look at the evidence, there's a lot of it there. Oh, that's uncomfortable, isn't it? Hang on.
Hi, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. On this week's episode of Math and Magic, I'm sitting down with the one and only Bobby Bones. We're exploring the power of audio.
Yeah, I don't fit into one specific hole. I think that is what endeared me to listeners. That's why I'm here now, because I talk to people that grew up like me, have sensibilities like me, and have loyalties like me.
Listen to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.